Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Whit's coming back tonight.
We'll laugh about this tomorrow.
Relax, everyone. I found him.
You ain't seen nothing yet. The man we've all been waiting for.
I'm back.
Come on, Whit.
Connie, have you seen the time?
I know, Jack, I know. I just have to make sure everything is ready. Streamers, banners, balloons, plenty of eats and drinks. What am I missing?
Nothing. No, everything is hung, unfurled, blown up, and laid out. You've done a superb job. And you've checked it all over 3 times.
Well, I just want it to be perfect. Whit's coming back, Jack. Tonight, right now.
I know. And you better get to the airport or you'll miss his arrival.
Well, I just have to get my purse. I can't believe you're not coming. I mean, I'm so excited I can hardly see straight, and I haven't known Whit anywhere near as long as you have. If I were you, I'd be out on the runway as his plane lands.
I'd prefer a quieter setting.
Well, how do I look?
Absolutely beautiful, Connie.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm out of here. Are you sure you don't want to come, Jack?
I'm sure. Now get going.
Right, okay. See you later.
Goodbye, Connie. It's been nice knowing you.
Welcome to Odyssey. Thanks for flying with us.
Oh, thank you.
Home sweet home, huh, Dad?
Oh, amen, Jason. Amen.
How does it feel to be back in your domestic environs, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I've just gotten here, Eugene, but so far, it feels pretty good. It's always nice to come home.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel. I'm looking forward to some rest and relaxation.
Oh, amen to that, too. I'm exhausted.
And I heartily concur as well. Recent events have been very taxing on all of us.
Well, being back in Odyssey will definitely give us all just what we need. Peace and quiet.
Welcome home, Whit!
What in the world is...
You were saying something about peace and quiet?
This is for me?
Judging from the numerous handmade signs reading, Welcome Home, Whit, I'd say, indubitably.
Whit? Whit!
Bernard, how are you?
Whit, you old globe-trotting scallywag. Are you ever a sight for sore eyes? Welcome home, Whit.
Oh, thanks, Bernard. But what is all this?
Oh, what does it look like? Man doesn't know a celebration when he sees one.
Oh, you shouldn't have done this.
No, I didn't. All the folks needed to hear was that you were coming home. All right, everyone. Listen up. friends, neighbors, fellow Odysseans... We've come here tonight to welcome back one of the best of us. A man who...
Hey, Whittaker! Whittaker, it's me, your old pal, Bart Rathbun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hello, Bart. How are you?
I'm okay. I'd be doing a lot better if I got paid for all the banners, streamers, balloons, and fireworks I'm providing for your little homecoming bash.
Bart!
Homecoming bash? Bernard, what is he talking about?
Well, you'll find out soon enough, and you'll get your money tomorrow, Bart, as we agreed. Now, step back there and be quiet.
All right. Just so you remember, it ain't a donation. But anyway, welcome home, Whittaker.
Oh, thanks, Bart.
friends, neighbors, fellow Odysseans, we've come here tonight to welcome back...
Ladies and gentlemen, attention, please. We regret to announce that Omega Air Flight 1007 from Chicago has been delayed. Once again, Omega Air Flight 1007 from Chicago has been delayed.
Friends, neighbors, and...
We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you, and we'll keep you posted of the flight's progress. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. friends, neighbors... fellow Odysseans, we've come here tonight...
Greeting Bernard Walton!
Harlow, is that you?
Where?
Harlow, we're right here. You can put down the bullhorn.
It's part of my crowd control service.
Well, the crowd is controlled, Harlow. Put it down.
Right. right.
It's good to see you again, Harlow.
Ooh, think so, huh? How do you know you're really seeing me? I might be cleverly disguised.
As what, yourself?
Can't think of a better way to fool people.
Like I said, it's good to see you again.
Well, thanks. Now, who are you?
Are you daft, man? It's Wit.
Impossible! He's on a plane coming in from Chicago.
The plane just landed.
And Wit didn't get off? Great! Zwit! A mystery! All right, nobody leave the room. You're all suspects in the disappearance of John Avery Whittaker.
Harlow.
Not now, Wit. I'm on a case.
Harlow, I'm back.
Huh? Wit, where have you been? We've been looking all over for you. Welcome home.
Oh, thanks, Harlow.
Relax, everyone. I found him. It's not polite to run off like that, you know. Especially when we've got a big motorcade waiting out front for you.
Harlow?
Motorcade?
Yeah, it's got a lead car and lots of police motorcycles. Ooh.
Thanks a lot, Harlow. Between you and Bart, we can't keep any secrets around here.
Bernard, a police escort?
Well, now that the cat's out of the bag, you might as well know it all. We're taking you to City Hall, where Mayor Riley and the whole town's waiting for you.
And fireworks. Don't forget my fireworks.
Yeah, and Bart's fireworks.
Oh, my. Bernard, I'm very grateful, but I'm pretty tired from the flight.
Well, then just relax and soak up some of our affection. Okay, everybody, make a path for the guest of honor. After you, Wit.
What about my luggage?
Oh, I'll take care of it, Dad.
Oh, yes, and I shall assist.
But you two should be part of this.
Oh, no, it's your night, Dad. We'll take everything back to the house. You don't worry now. Farewell.
Come on, Wit, your public awaits.
Okay, let's go.
Now, everyone, just move out in a slow and orderly fashion. No pushing, no shoving, no red meat. And please make sure your seats are in their upright and locked positions. I've always wanted to say that. No red meat.
I believe the baggage claim area is just ahead, Jason.
Thanks, Eugene. I can follow the signs.
Baggage for flight 1070 from Chicago is now unloading on Carousel 1.
Boy, they're fast tonight. I think that's the first time I've ever had the bags get off the plane before I did.
Indeed.
You know, Eugene, you can go with Dad if you really want to. I mean, I don't mind collecting the luggage.
Well, thank you, Jason, but no. The last thing I want at this moment is to be involved in a celebration.
I know how you feel. Listen, I never did tell you how sorry I am about what happened between you and Katrina.
Well, I appreciate your sentiments, Jason, but there's nothing to be sorry about at all. It's all for the best, I'm sure. As I said on the plane, I am at peace.
Well, yeah, but it still has to hurt. I mean, deep down. Just a little?
At this juncture, I am impervious to pain. I've released control to God. In fact, at present, all I feel is a sense of profound irony.
Irony?
Last time we two were in this particular airport together, we were saying farewell to our respective loves. And the future for both of our relationships seemed rosier than ever.
Yeah, I guess things didn't work out for either of us.
As I said, irony. Well, here are Mr. Whitaker's bags.
Yeah, and there's my suitcase and garment bag. Where's your stuff?
Can't seem to locate it.
Well, ask the attendant.
Excuse me, sir. I can't seem to locate my bags.
Can I see your claim stubs, please?
Oh, certainly.
Well, these stubs say your bags are on flight 1007, not 1070.
Oh, but I was on flight 1070.
Oh. Now, one of the handlers in Chicago must have made a mistake. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, when is flight 1007 due in?
Wait a minute. Didn't they announce that that flight's been delayed?
Yes, sir, they did. It won't be in for another hour. I'm terribly sorry.
Looks like we're stuck here, Eugene.
Well, why don't you go ahead, Jason?
No, I'll wait.
Well, actually, I'd prefer to stay here alone if you don't mind.
Really?
Yes, you go ahead. I'll collect my bags and take a bus to the college.
Are you sure?
Completely.
Well, okay, Eugene. I'll see you tomorrow.
Farewell. I wonder what fares to the French Foreign Legion cost.
Hey, Eugene!
Miss Kendall!
Hi, Eugene! Oh, welcome back!
Connie, thank you.
I was just up at Witt's arrival gate. It's deserted. Where is everybody?
Oh, well, I believe they're already en route to City Hall.
How'd they get out so fast?
A truly remarkable feat, considering Harlow Doyle was in charge of crowd control.
I don't believe this. Do you need a ride over?
Oh, no, thank you. My luggage hasn't arrived yet. They put it on a different plane, which was delayed.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
I'm afraid I have some bad news. The flight with your luggage on it wasn't just delayed. It was canceled.
Canceled?
Due to mechanical difficulties. Your bags won't be here till tomorrow morning. And once again, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, thank you. Hope my luggage is having a good time. Well,
come on, Eugene. Let's go to City Hall.
Well, actually, Miss Kendall, I wonder if you wouldn't mind dropping me off at my dorm room on the way?
Your dorm room?
Yes, I'm extremely tired from the trip and not quite in the mood for a celebration.
Sure, fine, whatever. Come on, let's just go.
And here he comes, folks. The man we've all been waiting for. John Avery Whittaker! Let him through, folks. Now let him through. Come on up, Whit.
Tom, it's so good to see you.
Whit. Whit, come over here and give me a big hug.
Tom, this is all just so overwhelming.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, Tom. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, all right, Bernard. All right. Well, I guess we all know why we're here. Whit. My good friend, as mayor of Odyssey, it gives me great pleasure to present you with this key to the city. Just make sure you lock her up at night. Also, by unanimous vote, the Odyssey City Council proclaims tomorrow to be John Avery Whittaker Day.
Tom, I don't know what to say.
Wait till you see what Connie has planned at Witt's End.
Oh, where is Connie anyway? I didn't see her at the airport, and I don't see her here either.
Well, I'm sure she'll show up soon.
Calm down now. All right, now, friends, neighbors, fellow Odysseans, we've come here tonight to welcome back one of the best of us. A man who... Oh, boy.
Bart's fireworks?
Bart's fireworks.
Is it my imagination, or are they getting awful loud?
Yeah, and they're not stopping either. What's going on, Bernard?
I don't know. Bart! Hey, Bart!
Look out. Out of the way. Coming through.
Bart, what is going on?
Listen up, everyone. You all need to move away from the fireworks pavilion, like right now. Come on. We're walking.
What's the matter, Bart?
Nothing to be alarmed about. A stray spark just got under the canvas where the fireworks are stored, and they're all blowing at once. We'll laugh about this tomorrow. See, I'm laughing now. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Good grief. What's with all the traffic?
We're almost near the university, Miss Kendall. You'll make the celebration.
Thanks, Eugene.
By the way, if you were thinking of asking me about how things went with Katrina in Chicago, please don't.
I wasn't thinking of it.
Really?
No, the thought never even entered my mind.
Oh, well, excellent. Because if you were thinking of it, it is a subject that I really do not wish to discuss at present.
Well, that's fine by me.
Good. You see, I know how curious you are and how persistent you can be, but it will do you no good in this case because the subject is much too painful
Great.
For me to examine at this particular moment.
It's fine, then we won't examine it.
We won't?
No, look, I understand fully and completely, Eugene.
Fine. Because if you did insist upon talking about Katrina, then I would have to insist that you let me off right now and I'll just walk the rest of the way to my door.
Well, there's no need for that, Eugene.
There isn't? Why not?
Because we're here.
Oh. That was quick.
I aim to please.
You know, Miss Kendall, I really am very impressed at the remarkable restraint you've shown in not asking me about what happened.
Well, Eugene, maybe one day soon, when you're ready, we can discuss what's happened to your heart's content, okay? But right now, there's a very special person out there named John Avery Whittaker that I haven't seen for ages, and I want to go see him now.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, congratulations on the strides you've made in curbing your natural curiosity. It shows how you've gained in maturity and wisdom and patience.
Eugene.
And
yes? Get out.
Oh, yes, of course. Farewell, Connie. I'll see you in the morning.
Home sweet home. Now to get these bags inside.
Oh, hello, Jason.
Jack, I didn't expect to see you here. Well, I thought you'd be at Dad's celebration.
It's too crowded. Besides, I had some things I had to do.
Yeah, so I noticed. Is that a suitcase?
Mm-hmm. Just packing up the last of my things.
Packing up? What for? Jack, what's going on?
Well, I'm moving out, getting a place of my own.
What? Why?
Well, I really can't stay here now that Whit is back. After all, this is his house. And yours.
Well, so what? I mean, there's plenty of room for all three of us. Oh, come on, you don't have to go.
Jason, please. It's all been arranged. I've been moving out on the quiet for weeks. Oh, that'll be for me.
A cab? Jack, you didn't have to do that. Here, just take Dad's car.
Then what'll your dad use?
Look, there's no need for you to take a cab. I'll take you. Hey, that way I can see your new place.
No, Jason, you just got in.
Jack, it's the least I can do. Now, I'm not going to take no for an answer.
Jason, I... All right.
Great. I'll cancel the cab.
All right, everybody. Keep it moving. There's nothing left to see here.
Bart! Harlow!
Hi, Connie. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to please keep back.
What happened?
I will tell you right now. All the fireworks went off at once. Boom! What a sight. No injuries or damage, though, except for a burned tarp. Oh, and Bart was standing too close to the fireworks, so his hearing is off.
What?
I said you got too close to the fireworks, so your hearing is off.
My hearing ain't off because of the fireworks, because you keep yelling at me through that bullhorn.
I am not yelling at you through this bullhorn.
Harlow, I think the firemen need help coiling their hoses.
Ooh, really? Hang on, guys. Help is on the way.
Bart, where is everyone?
Huh?
Where is everyone?
Was it fun? Well, kinda, but mainly it was loud.
Where did everyone go?
Did it all blow? Yeah, it all blew. Well, most of it. And just when it got the loudest, Tom and Bernard told everybody to go to Witch's Inn. That's where they are now.
I don't believe this.
Where are you going?
I gotta get to Witch's Inn.
No thanks, but you'd better get to Witch's Inn.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Just be careful. The fireworks flew my tent pegs all over the place, and it could blow out a tire or something.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. A tent peg. Bart, why didn't you warn me? I don't even have a spare.
Huh?
I'll just run to Witch's Inn.
What?
Now, that was the kids' choir from First Church. They practiced that song for about a month, Whit.
Oh, thanks, kids, thanks. It sounded just wonderful.
Okay. Now, next up, if I can find it, I have a telegram from some other people we all know and love, the Barclays in Pokenberry Falls. I had it here a minute ago. Hang on, everybody. I'll find it.
How you holding up, Whit?
Well, I appreciate all the compliments and tributes, but I really need to get some sleep.
Well, this won't go on much longer.
I wonder where Connie is.
She probably wants to make a grand entrance.
Well, I hope she makes it soon. I don't know how much longer I can stay awake.
Okay, here it is. It says, Whit, welcome home. We love you and miss you and could sure use your help in Pokenberry Falls. Any chance of coming up here? God bless, Pastor George, Mary, Donna, Jimmy, and Stuart. Okay, all right, quiet down. Okay, next up is a special treat, Whit. I know you're going to love them, as we all do. The Odyssey Birdwatcher Society with their all-whistling rendition of He'll Be Coming Round the Mountain.
Oh, hurry, Connie, please.
Hey,
was interesting. Thank you, Birdwatcher Society. And now, folks, I think it's time we hear from our guest of honor. What do you say? You heard him, Whit. Whit?
I think the guest of honor's plum tuckered out, Bernard.
Whit? Whit, wake up.
What? Oh, was I asleep?
Yes, you were.
Well, we were hoping you'd make a speech.
Speech? Oh, well, sure. Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, everyone. Well, first of all, I need to apologize to you. I'm really sorry for being such a party pooper. I want you all to know that I'm truly grateful for all this attention. I love you all, and I'm looking forward to spending time with each and every one of you. But right now, I'm very tired. I really must get some sleep. You're all more than welcome to stay and continue celebrating for as long as you want, but if you'll excuse me, I'm going home and to bed. Thank you. Thank you all.
Bernard, you keep things going here. I'm going to take Whit home.
Yeah, okay, Tom. How about some music, folks?
Come on, sleepyhead.
The Cathcart Hotel? This is where you're staying?
Well, my new place isn't quite ready yet, so I'm staying here for the time being.
Oh, come on, Jack. This is really ridiculous. Please come back home with me.
No, Jason. This is why I wanted to take the cab, to avoid all the fuss.
Well, you should at least say hi to Dad.
You know I don't like parties very much. Please, Jason, you've already done more than you should. You look very tired. Go on home, get some rest. I'll be all right.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Jason.
Whit! I'm here!
Connie, where have you been?
Oh, never mind that. Where's Whit?
Well, he was exhausted, so Tom took him home.
Well, of course! Whit!
Here you are, Mr. Allen. If you need anything, just let me know.
Thank you. Yes, I have a reservation for flight 1053 tomorrow morning. Can I pick up the ticket at the counter? No, it's one way.
Whit! Please be here.
Connie, shh. You need to be quiet.
Tom, oh, please tell me Whit's here, please.
Now, calm down. He's here.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, now. I can't let you see him.
What? Why not?
Well, he's asleep, Connie. He is completely exhausted. You can see him in the morning.
The morning? The morning? I got dressed up and decorated. And I've been waiting for this day forever, and now I can't even see him!
Oh, Connie, I'm sorry. He was just exhausted. Come on now. Let me take you home. Connie.
What? Oh, Whit!
Oh, Connie. Where have you been, little girl?
You know me. Always late.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm here now.
Yes. And I'm finally home.
Oh, Whit. Oh,
wonderful to see you.
Welcome home, Whit. It's good to have you back. But what in the world is happening with Jack? Is he really leaving Odyssey? And if so, why? The only way to find out for sure is keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Home Sweet Home was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. Music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.